Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I am glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard. As I say, the 1-2 punch of personality at work and the whole personality thing. And they are a husband and wife team that work together all the time to help people like you and me make sure that when we hire people, when we manage people, that we kind of know a little bit about what makes them tick, so we can make sure we get people in the right jobs, the right personalities in the right jobs. Their book is called The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Pierce is the author of the landmark book, The Owner's Manual for the Brain, and they're our good friends, Pierce and Jane Howard. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hi, Jane. Hi, Pierce. I know one of the things you guys have been working on lately is understanding extroversion, people who are extroverts. Now, I'm glad you have been working on that, because recently, in the last couple of years, I've actually done quite a bit of work with Elise Benin, who wrote a book on introversion, and also Pat Weber, who teaches introverted salespeople how to be successful. Mm-hmm. And so we've done quite a bit of this on introversion. We've covered that quite a bit, but not so much on extroversion. So what I'd like, Pierce, to start with, one of you guys decide, remind the audience about the difference between introversion and extroversion.
Well, I'll take a stab at it. For decades, extroversion has been thought of as how many relationships you have, how many people you know, how many people are in your social network.
Right. How many people are connected to you on LinkedIn and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
How many friends do you have on Facebook?
How many names you can drop.
Right.
And all of that sort of thing. That's the traditional definition of an extrovert, somebody who's very sociable, very gregarious.
Right.
Has lots of relationships, big family.
I'd always thought, and it seems like maybe you guys taught me once, that an extrovert was somebody who needed the energy of other people to be happy. They couldn't be happy.
That's some language that is used by people who do the Myers-Briggs type indicator.
Oh, okay.
In terms of that kind of building off of the energy of other people. The current thinking, Jim, on what extroversion really is sort of like the demon behind the tiger, or the mystery behind the curtain, or whatever it is. The relationship idea is really a symptom of something else, and that something else is a comfort around strong sensory bombardment.
Mm-hmm.
Extroverts kind of like, they like to be in the thick of the action.
Yeah.
They like louder volumes, they like stronger smells, they like brighter lights, as a general rule. And where do you find all that stuff?
Around people.
Where other people are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the relationship business is really a stalking horse, if you will.
And is an introvert sort of the opposite of that? Could we simplify it to say that introvert is...
In its most general terms, the more strongly introverted one is, the less sensory bombardment one is comfortable around. So it's not that the introvert does not want or like relationships. Mm-hmm. It's not that they don't have lots
right.
of relationships.
Right.
It's that they like like quiet people.
They like it in smaller doses. They whereas an extrovert, Jane, would be somebody who would wait till twice a year, once a year, to throw a party and invite 60 people. An introvert might have a dinner party once a month with four people.
Right. But the expert's probably having that contact a little more often as well.
Yeah. Well, I come back, Pierce, I come back to that country song. I think it was Waylon Jennings saying, "He ain't wrong, he's just different."
It takes all of us to tango.
That's my one saving grace. I tell people that all the time. I'm not wrong, I'm just different.
What that means in the world of work, for example, Jim, in terms of putting the right peg in the right hole, as it were, is if you have a role for an employee that involves constantly being in the thick of the action, where it's noisy, active, pushy, et cetera, mm-hmm. Like having to go to trade shows, that sort of thing, that's where you want your more extroverted people. They tend to be more comfortable. They have what you were talking earlier about drawing on energy.
Mm-hmm.
They have the natural energy to be around all the activity, and it mm-hmm. doesn't wear them out. You put an introvert at an exposition at a convention, and they can do it, but it will wear them out.
They don't
and
like it.
They
so
won't
much.
Be the one to take the clients out at the end of the day because
right.
they'll be exhausted.
Right. But at the same time, you've got to realize that some your clients, you have extroverts who are customers who are extroverts, and customers who are introverts.
Absolutely.
You got to match them up, don't
you?
You got
to
match them up.
The classic example there is the typical purchasing agent is a more quantitative person, mm-hmm. generally speaking, and purchasing and quantitative people tend to be more introverted.
Right.
And the typical salesperson who is more extroverted, who calls on the typical purchasing agent who's mm-hmm. more introverted, is going to make a series of errors based on thinking, assuming that they're like each other when they're not.
I see. But I will say, I do want to say this, and I think you guys will agree with me. It is a myth to say that the only successful salespeople are extroverts. I don't believe that.
No, it is a myth to say that. It is not a myth to say that the natural profile for sales is extroversion.
Right. I don't disagree with that. But now there's another term that I've learned in the last year or so that maybe you guys taught me. I don't know which one of my experts taught me, but the term ambivert.
That would be us. That's somebody who's
you
in
guys
the
have
middle
mm-hmm.
between the introvert and the extrovert.
I think that's where I am.
Yeah,
because I think a lot of people probably, lurch to the conclusion that I'm an extrovert, but I'm really not, but I can do it if I have to. Hold on, I thought we're gonna talk, folks. We're gonna talk some more about how this is pertinent, really pertinent to the people you hire, how you manage people, and why some people can't be motivated to be something else, even if they love you, even if they want to work hard for you. You got to make sure you're not asking people to do something they can't do. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You got 15 seconds or 15 minutes on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something you can do there. Listen, read, ask questions, check out our blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Lots and lots of stuff there. 1,500-plus Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts on the planet, including our two guests this half hour, Pierce and Jane Howard, the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Jane, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you and why we would want to.
Jim, our website is www.centax.com, and that spells C-E-N-T-A-C-S. It stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
And you help people like my audience, people, small business owners like my audience, help them make sure that they, when they hire people, they find the people to fit. Help them put the round pegs in the round holes.
Absolutely, and we help people determine how to best manage the people they hire after they're on board.
Right.
In the world of small business, if an owner does not have the size to have an HR department, we have a consulting network on our website of people all over the world whom they can call on to supplement their staff to do HR work for them.
Exactly. So check that out, folks.
They're trained in our model.
syntax.com. You know, speaking of, we're talking about extroversion and dabbling a little bit in introversion too, but the whole range of what motivates people. And Jane, I have acquired employees before. I have gone into a situation where I became their manager, and they were already there, and they were good people. These are people who would have taken a bullet for me. But I can remember asking, you know, one or two scenarios where I asked a person to do something, and they didn't do it. They couldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. And they never would do it. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. What's wrong with this person? Why can't I motivate this person to do this? And now I know. I didn't know at the time. I was pretty dumb about this at the time. I now know that I was asking that person to get completely out of his comfort zone.
That's true.
And as from a personality standpoint, and even though this guy would have given me a kidney, he couldn't do what I asked him to do. This was an introverted person that I was asking to do something that would have been suitable for an extroverted person.
Well, and we're talking generally. We're talking extroversion. But when we analyze that for our users, what we're looking at are subscales under extroversion. And so there may be elements that a particular individual has, behaviors that they can offer you that come naturally for them, and there may be behaviors that don't come naturally.
Right.
Some of the subscales, just to let the listeners know, one has to do with how warm the person is, how friendly or outgoing or how reserved they are.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is the sociability, how gregarious they are, which we were speaking about earlier, is something that we really associate with people who are extroverts, and especially extroverted salespeople. Another one is activity level. Have you got somebody who wants to be up at a counter serving customers and standing on their feet all day, or do you have somebody who really wants to sit at a desk at a computer and not be moving around a lot during the day? Another one is taking charge. Typically, if we're the entrepreneur and we've started this small business, we have more of that need to take charge, but we may be needing to hire people who do what we ask them to do and don't want responsibility for managing other people as we grow. Another one is tact. There will be some people who will choose the right word, or go out of their way not to offend your customers, and yet there will be other people that you really have to be careful about putting them in front of your customers because you know what's going to come out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll call it like they see it. And then another one is trust. Are we naturally a trusting person, or are we a little skeptical?
Are these traits that you're mentioning, are they on one, which are they on any particular end of the scale, or do we find them on introversion and extroversion?
We find them on all throughout the whole scale.
The whole spectrum.
You know, for example, some extroverts are what we call pure extrovert. They would score high on all the scales that Jane just mentioned.
Yeah.
But there are other extroverts who are more complicated. There are extroverts who are examples who really enjoy a sedentary work style.
Yeah.
And they would rather be at a desk than out and about and moving about and walking around and management by wandering around and all that kind of stuff. So not all extroverts are alike. There are extroverts who are very gregarious and active, but not very warm.
So what you're saying, what I hear you guys saying, though, as we've learned, is that this is not a by-the-numbers kind of thing. This is a complicated thing. We're complicated beings, and you really need some kind of help, you know, sorting all this out, and that's what the personality profiles that we've grown up knowing about, the way you guys work in your work, that's what those things are all about, aren't they?
Yeah, let me mention one of my favorite quotes.
Hold on to that thought. Can you guys stay with me for another segment?
Sure.
Can you guys stay another little bit longer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you to hang on one more, because we're coming up on a hard break, and I want to wrap this up. I want to finish this, and it's going to take a little bit more time. So we're going to do that, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Pearson Jane Howard, this is fascinating stuff. It's very helpful to me, and I know it is to you too. So we're going to do that right after this break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
So keep it up, quench my desire. small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingay, the small business advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard. We're talking about this personality thing. They're, as you know, they're the authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And we're talking about I know you guys try to talk about extroversion, but I keep bringing up the alter ego but can you really have a conversation about extroversion without talking about introversion, Jane?
No, they're opposites, and we need both of them in the workplace to get all the work done.
Right.
And we need that mid-range person, the ambivert that we were talking about before break.
I want to break the myth, Pierce, about all accountants need to be introverts, all salespeople need to be extroverts. That's not necessarily true, is it?
Well, we have to stop thinking either or.
Yeah.
It's a continuum. It's like putting lemon and sugar in tea. If you put a little lemon, you put a little more sugar. You put too much sugar, you put a little more lemon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing with extroversion and introversion. They are two opposite qualities of a scale, just like black paint and white paint are opposites. And the more you have of one, it just changes for the overall appearance. Every human being has introverted energy and extroverted energy.
Mm-hmm.
We just all have it in different proportions. So the accountant, for example, who tends to be more extroverted than other accountants, what's going to happen with them is hopefully in their career path, they're going to become a manager because they're more comfortable with being in the action. Or they may become a consulting accountant and go work for a large accounting firm and go out and work with clients and travel around town during the day. And that could be a very satisfying role. So every specialty has room for any personality type as long as you allow that specialty to express itself in a variety of contexts. An orthopedic surgeon can regardless of personality, can be an orthopedic surgeon, but they might not all cut on the operating table. They might have different ways in which they do it. They might be a technical writer. They might
researcher,
be a
whatever.
Professor, etc.
So Jane, you know what I call an ambivert? Someone who's in the middle?
What do you call them, Jane?
Chameleon.
Well, and that's because they typically have behaviors from both sides of the continuum.
And they can move back and forth into both worlds. So, all right. So in the time we have left, couple of minutes, wrap this up for us, guys. And
well, let me try expressing to you one of my favorite quotes, and that is from the French poet Paul Valéry. Of course, he said it in French. I'm going to say it in a rough English translation. But he once wrote that truly seeing someone or truly seeing something is forgetting the name of what one sees. Truly seeing something is forgetting the name of what one sees. And what he meant by that was a name, to name something or label something gets you in the ballpark, but then you need to throw the label away and explore in depth what it is you're looking at. Don't let labels cause you to have a permanent attitude towards a person's capabilities, etc.
What you're saying is that maybe you don't need to know where you are on this continuum.
Well, what I'm saying is, for example, to say that so and so is an extrovert, okay, that gets me in the door. Now I need to start asking myself is, what kind of extrovert are they? How are they similar to and different than other extroverts? Or what kind of an introvert are they? Is this an introvert who likes solitude, or is this an unusual introvert who also likes is more gregarious and enjoys being around other
Introversion
people.
Doesn't mean antisocial. That's
exactly.
One important thing to point out, isn't it? And so this is a complex thing. As I said earlier, we're complex beings. Folks, you need help. And you know, at a time like this, Jane, where a lot of people are thinking about, you know, staffing their companies, and they're going to be looking into a big pool of folks who they can hire, this is a perfect time to be paying a little more attention to the science of all this, isn't it?
There are a lot of excellent candidates out there. You just need to know what you need.
And folks, you and I can't afford to make mistakes, so take a little more time. Be a little more deliberate. Syntax, CENTACS.com. That's the website, right, Jane?
That's it.
Pierce, thanks for bringing Jane with you. Jane, thanks for bringing Pierce.
You're welcome.
See you guys next time.
Take care, Jim.
All right. Quick break. Stay with me. Right back with Mark Walker. We're going to talk about Veterans Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.